Welcome back to another episode of Blessed Is She That Believe. This is season 4, episode 2. And the episode is called Protect Your Crown. So I'm actually recording this off my phone because, y'all, my computer, bless its heart, is very antiquated at this point in time. You know how technology is. If it's a year old, it's old. Okay, it's the ancient dinosaur. Well, I believe I bought this computer in 2016, 2017. So you do the math, okay? And the Lord has kept this computer and I am grateful. However, I am running into some technical difficulties on that side. So I'm kind of just winging this off my phone, you know, and God is going to be glorified through it all. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So let's get into it, okay? We're going to go to the Lord in prayer first, and then we will start this whole thing. I'm at a loss for words, and I'm actually recording this off my phone. This is so cool. But anyway, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. Thank you for everything you do for us on a daily. I thank you for who you are, Father God. It's only because of who you are that we are even here. Father, I thank you for your word that goes forth. Lord, I thank you that you go before us and behind us, Lord. I thank you for your word that takes root in our heart every time we sit down, every time we make the decision to spend time with you. You allow this word to grow in our heart. And Father God, we are thankful, we are grateful, and we give you all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. Okay, so I'm trying to see if I'm still recording. Yes, I am. So this is, like I said, this is really cool that I can do this off my phone, y'all. Like, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just, you know, acting like a little kid with a new toy. I'm actually trying to bring it up on my computer. I like to see everything and see what I'm doing. So there may be a pause in the podcast so I can switch it over if I can get it up on my computer. But if not, then you just keep going here. Now I am a little perplexed because I did not bring my Bible in my office because I usually use my computer and my computer is running so slow. So I can't close out the app to pull up the scriptures, but I do know the address of the scripture. So I am going to tell you where we're going. We're going to start off in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And I believe we're around the third verse. I can't give it to you verbatim, but 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 3, we see David is wearing the crown of the king of Ammonite king. Yeah, Ammon. I'm trying to get the pronunciation right. So here's the thing. Like I told y'all before, I've been studying Chronicles, and with Chronicles, I have been like, I finally made it through all the genealogies, okay? And I know a lot of people avoid Chronicles because I am one of those people. It's like, I don't want to read all them genealogies, all those names. But you know what? A lot of those names are really cool. I was like, you know, I may use some of those for my children because they're very beautiful names. When you look up the meaning of the names, very beautiful names. So it's been a lesson. It has been an adventure going through Chronicles. I haven't been faithful with sticking with Chronicles. I've ventured off to other parts of the Bible, with my prayer group and stuff like that and studying over there. But I came back to it this week, and when I got back into it, I realized I left off at chapter 20. So I read chapter 20, and verse 3, the Holy Spirit had me go back and like read that again. And I said, wait a minute, what's going on in verse 3? So in verse 3, we see that David took the crown of the king of Ammon, and it was put on his head. And I heard the Holy Spirit saying, you have to protect your head. Ah, Jesus, you have to protect your head. Oh my gosh, y'all, like, y'all, you got to protect your head. And in Ephesians chapter 6, we are given a list of things we are to put on daily as protection. Daily. And like we got for our defensive protection. The only offensive weapon we have is the word of God. That's it. That's the only offensive weapon we have is the word of God. And to be honest, that's all we need is the word of God. But we have several things to put on to defend ourselves. And let me see if I can pull it up. Trying to, y'all, I promise you, this computer, bless it. I'm just going to keep speaking life. I'm going to keep speaking life. Oh, you know, you get mad at technology and you start saying some stuff. But then it's like, no, I really love you. I really love you. No, like, y'all, just be praying for your girl to get a new computer. if I can get to Ephesians. In Ephesians, we're given a list of things. We're told to put on the full armor of God so we can withstand the attacks of the enemy. I'm just loosely translating it. And basically, we're told to put on the breastplate of righteousness, to keep our loins covered with truth, cover our feet with the gospel of peace, carry the shield of faith and the sword of the spirit, and we're told to put on the helmet of salvation. Y'all, what does this helmet of salvation do? The helmet of salvation is to protect our mind. Because I don't know if y'all read the book, and I think I mentioned it on here like last week or the last episode of season 3, but Joyce Meyer has a book called Battlefield of the Mind. I have yet to read it, but that's like her bestseller. The mind, if you remember, y'all remember like this commercial from like the 90s or the late 80s, early 90s, somebody crack an egg open. It's like, this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, you know, like that just made me think about that. Battlefield of the mind. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A mind is a terrible thing to lose in this battlefield, in this battle of your mind. It is terrible because once the enemy has your mind, that's it. That's it. And the power of God has to come in and eradicate everything, every lie that the enemy has spoken to you in your mind. You have to be so on top of what you like. You have to not only have the word of God, like know it, you have to use it. See, that was my problem for a long time. I know the word of God, but when it comes up to the enemy telling me all these lies, I'll just let the lies just come in my head. Like just hit me in my head, and I'm not fighting back with the word of God. I'm not saying, Satan, you a liar, because it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. It is written that I'm the head and not the tail. It is written. I'm not coming back with the word. I'm just letting him like lie to me. And it's like, speak the word. He's speaking lies. You speak the word. You ain't got to go into tongues and all. Speak the word. It is written. That's all Jesus said when he was being tempted by the enemy. He didn't go toe-to-toe with the enemy. The enemy know the Bible better than any of us. Okay, so let's just get that straight. He knows the Bible better than any of us. He does. Because he's a very excellent enemy. In order to defeat somebody, you have to know the ins and outs of that person. You have to study them. The enemy knows the word. He knows the word because he's an enemy of God. He has to know the word because he is basically our prosecutor. Okay. He brings everything we do to the throne of God. It's like, look at what she did. He prosecutes us every single day. Look, she did that again. She was thinking that again. He was doing that again. He brings everything. And he goes, well, see, you said over here, according to the law, you said this, but that's where Jesus comes in because he's our mediator. He's our defense attorney. And he's like, hold up now. Hold up. That's under the blood. They asked for forgiveness. They repented. That's under the blood. You know what I'm saying? So you have to know the word of God. You have to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You got to know the word of God. You have to know it and you have to use it. using it effectively. Okay. You got to be like a swordsmith. That's not even a word. You got to be a master swordsman or swordswoman. Okay. You have to know the word of God, and you got to wield your sword and make sure you hit the mark every single time. And so, I got it up. I finally got it up. Whew. Okay. I'm just going to keep recording off my phone. My hand about to cramp up. Y'all holding my phone. So now that I got my Bible verses up, let me get to 2 Samuel and verse 3. Yeah. So, not 2 Samuel, doggone it. 2 Chronicles or 1 Chronicles chapter 20. Oh my gosh. 1 Chronicles chapter 20. We will be going to 2 Samuel though, but not right now. So 2 Samuel chapter 20. And let's see. Okay, it was verse 2, not verse 3. It says, and David took the crown of the king from off his head and found it to weigh a talent of gold. The talent of gold, I saw in different commentaries, ranging from 75 pounds to 125 pounds. Okay, so it was heavy. A talent of gold is heavy. And there were precious stones in it, and it was set upon David's head, and he brought also exceeding much spoil out of the city. Okay, now protect your crown. And also let me go to Ephesians real quick because I wanted to see something. I like to have the actual scriptures. I don't like to just say stuff off the top of my head because first of all, I want to make sure I'm saying it right, and I want to make sure everything is in place. Now AVG. Okay, praise God. All right. Yes. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Oh, okay, I went in order. And your feet shall wear the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Helmet of salvation. I find it funny that it is second to last. The very last thing you got to have is the sword of the spirit. You can have everything else, but if you don't have that word of God, you got to have the word of God. But the helmet of salvation is second to last. You got to take that. You got to make sure your head is protected. You can't just run out. I actually just saw this movie, Friday Night Lights. I've seen it several times before, but it was something about the part where this third string running back, I believe, he was getting ready to run onto the field, and it was in the height, the mid excitement of the game. Like, it was a very high moment, climatic moment of the game. And he's trying to run out there, and he realized he left his helmet. And the coaches like lit into him because they really needed him at that moment, but he was not equipped. Jesus, he was not equipped to run onto the field. He was not prepared. You cannot fight a battle and you're not prepared. You cannot go out onto the battlefield and you don't have your head covered. You're gonna get hit. You're an easy target. And they had no use for him. And they made him go sit back on the bench. They're like, get out of here. How did you not know you needed your helmet? And the coach said, you are to have that helmet in your hand at all time. Woo, y'all. You are to have your helmet on at all times. I even started praying at night before I go to sleep. When I can remember to pray before I go to sleep. Sometimes, y'all, it is so hard. I just fall asleep. I don't even realize I'm asleep. I wake up about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, lights on, glasses on, TV on. Like, what was going on before I fell asleep? But put that helmet of salvation on your head even at night, because sometimes the enemy will try to send you dreams or whatever and confusion in the middle of the night. He causes restlessness and anxiety in your mind. Have you thinking about all that? Put that helmet of salvation on even while before you go to sleep. I'm telling you. So I just wanted to show y'all that part too. Back over to 1 Chronicles chapter 20. And verse 2, David took the crown of their king from off his head. Now, of course, a lot of times like, you know, you go in a battle and you beat a country or whatever, you take whatever you want because you're the victor. So you take whatever you want. You take whatever spoils, okay? And so they put it, it was set upon David's head. David didn't put it on his own head. It was set on his head. Now, this is okay. Let me give you some background because I had to read some commentary, and I was reading commentary during Sunday service today because it was, I know my pastor listened to this. He was like, she don't never listen to me. I do listen. It's just that this was like, really, I was like, man, what? Because what? This is the thing. I'm doing a lot of rambling because I'm so excited about this word, y'all. Okay, so let me breathe. I went to church today. My dog was sick. I'm actually trying to listen out for her to make sure she's okay. Cause like she was sick today, so I didn't sleep a lot last night because we've been up the whole night. And then I got to church late, so I was able to ask my pastor about this verse because I'm like, when did David do this? Well, when I read the commentaries, this in 1 Chronicles chapter 20, this happened around the same time he committed the sin with Bathsheba. Okay. Now, verse 1 of chapter 20 of 1 Chronicles starts off the same way as 2 Samuel chapter 11. And I will, okay, so first, verse 1 of chapter 20 of Chronicles, of 1 Chronicles says, and it came to pass that after the year was expired, at this time that kings go out to battle, Joab led forth the power of the army and wasted the country of the children of Ammon, and came and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried at Jerusalem, and Joab smote Rabbah and destroyed it. Okay, that is 1 Chronicles chapter 20. Now, if you hop over to 2 Samuel chapter 11 and verse 1, it says, and it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him in all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah, but David tarried still at Jerusalem. So it starts off almost verbatim. It's a little different because in 2 Chronicles, it says that Joab, it basically puts Joab front and center. But in 2 Samuel 11, it puts David front and center, okay? And when I was reading the commentary, they were saying how, and I agree with what they're saying. They're like, okay, you're probably wondering in Chronicles, why didn't it go into detail about David and Bathsheba and stuff? But they were saying, you know, God put it in there one time because it happened. We know it happened, and God remembers our sin no more. And I completely agree with that. I do. And the commentary were saying that the crown that was put on David's head, that's showing that even though David sinned, God did not take away his gifts, his promises from David. He continued. He let, you know, David's line run forever because David's line carried Jesus. You know, that's the line that Jesus came from. And so he let his line go on and continue to live like he promised David. And I agree with that too. However, I'm going to tell you what the Holy Spirit showed me. I did some research on the Ammonites. The Ammonites believed in Moloch or Molech, however you want to pronounce it, because it was several different variations of the spelling. That is a demon. That is a spirit. And from what I have read, that particular demon is a very powerful demon and it's after killing children. Okay. The Ammonites did child sacrifices. They burnt children up, like they threw children in the fire. And that's the God that they were worshiping because that God, you had to feed it kids. You had to satiate the appetite, which of course it was never satiated. So you constantly had to do child sacrifices. Now, the king, obviously the king of Ammon, he condoned this because he worshiped this God too. So that's why God wanted them completely obliterated, because God's like, no, that's wrong. So here's the thing. This crown was set upon, well, not set upon, this crown was set upon David's head. And obviously David accepted that. Here's the thing. If you hop over to 2 Samuel, not chapter 11, but chapter 12, when Nathan comes and confronts David about his sin, because the Lord sent Nathan to talk to him. Nathan tells David, "You art the man." This is in verse 7. "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. And I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things." Now, verse 9. Listen to verse 9. "Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? You have killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and have taken his wife to be your wife, and have slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife." Now, here's the thing, what the Holy Spirit showed me. It says, "You have killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword of the children of Ammon, and now the sword shall never depart your house." There was so much chaos and turmoil with David's children. His son with Bathsheba died. The child did not live, because that was a child from their infidelity. And that child died. Absalom died. His daughter Tamar was raped. His son who raped Tamar, his half sister, he died tragically. It was a lot of deaths with his children. And the Holy Spirit showed me that's because David accepted that crown. He accepted that crown and let that crown sit on his head. Now, I don't know, like I said, I don't know the order, and I'm pretty sure any theologians listening will probably want to tell me I'm wrong, and that's fine, because guess what? I don't have anything to defend. Like, I'm just telling you what the Holy Spirit was showing me in my Bible study. So that's why you study, to show yourself approved. Now, David's children were the sacrifices that had to feed that demon that he accepted. Do you see it? If you think about it, I think that's the second time people have tried to put something on David that God did not approve of. And I'm not saying God didn't approve of this crown being put on his head, but I didn't see anywhere where God was in that. Now, it could have been okay with the Lord, but I just didn't see anywhere where God approved that. When David was younger, and he was going to fight Goliath, remember, they tried to put Saul's armor on him, and he said, "This don't fit me. I can't wear this out to battle. I'm going to get killed. I just go in the strength of the Lord." He went out in the strength of the Lord with them five smooth stones and popped Goliath between his eyes, and Goliath died. And that's all he had, was a slingshot and some rocks. Okay. Now they are putting a crown on him, and he accepted this crown. He didn't contest it. He let them set it upon his head. This is the problem. You can't let everybody put stuff on you. You can't let everybody put their stuff on you, because you don't know what's behind that stuff. This crown had been tainted by child sacrifices to a demon. And he had to sit on his head, and look what happened with his family. Look what happened with his family. Like, it was crazy. Like, y'all, the only thing that should be going on your head right now while we in this flesh is the helmet of salvation. You'll get your crown when we cross over to the other side. But right now, the helmet of salvation is what goes on our head. And that's the only thing that's supposed to be going on our head.
helmet of salvation, other than the Lord's anointing that flows, overflows our lives. The helmet of salvation is what's supposed to be going on our head, period. If you take it off to accept anything else, you gonna find yourself in trouble, because our mind has to be protected. Do you not realize how weak and vulnerable our minds are? Very much so. That's why we need the word of God to fortify our minds. Like, y'all, and when I saw this, I said, my gosh, y'all, and this is so, like, he allowed a door to be opened through his sin. And that's another, like, you don't realize when you sin, you allow doors to be open, and you got to pray them things. You got to pray God closing them door. Like, you got to do some heavy, serious prayer. That's why the Bible tells us to avoid the very appearance of evil. Because it's so much stuff that goes along when you sin, when you join up. It's almost like when David let this crown sit on his head, it's like he was in agreement with those child sacrifices, because this thing had been tainted in blood, innocent bloodshed. And it's y'all, it's so serious. You have to protect your crown. You have to protect your head. You have to. Like, it's, I don't even know how much I don't even know how much more I can express that. Stay in your word. Make sure you are hearing from God. Stay in your word and pray like never before. You have to protect y'all during these times. It is going to, y'all going to see, it's major deception in the land, y'all. Major deception in the land. And if you don't believe me, it's a lot of people on social media right now apologizing for the way they voted, because now they see. They said, now I can see that I was wrong. And I should have never done that. And I don't know why I did it. It's because you was under strong delusion. And it can happen to anyone. The Bible says in Matthew 24, Jesus told the people, he said, if the days are not short, the very elect will be deceived. They ain't going to make it in. The very elect won't make it in. Because it's a spirit of strong delusion that has gone out. Y'all, it's somebody, I love that lady. Like, she was an auntie, mama, like that part, like known her since I was a little girl. She has renounced Jesus on social media. And she is accepting every spirit that comes to her. The Lord had to separate me, because it was like I was trying to say, and I'm going to tell you what I saw in the spirit. The Holy Spirit showed me, it's like her spirit has been taken and held hostage. It's like, I could see her spirit trying to run out of her house, and those demons snatched her spirit back into the house and slammed the door in front of my face. That's what I saw in a dream one night about her. Y'all, I'm not playing. It is so vital. It is so vital. You better pray and cover yourself in prayer. Cover your family in prayer. Cover the people that are around you in prayer, and just pray and ask God to keep his fiery hedge of protection around us, that he keeps our minds. Lord, I just thank you right now for this podcast that I'm being able to say this. Like, y'all, seriously, because it is so real. And the days coming, it is going to be vital that you keep your face to the ground praying. And I'm speaking to myself. It is going to be vital. The days are going to be hard. It is going to be hard. But we will make it through. The Bible says in Psalm 27, verse 13, I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Y'all. Whew. I don't even know where else to go with this. But I just wanted to stop and say, keep your head protected. Protect your crown at all costs. Stay away from social media when you get a chance. Just unplug. Just log off sometimes. Log off sometimes, because that's a tool being used. Being plugged into social media 24/7 is a tool that's being used. Step back from social media. Shut the phone off. Just shut your phone down sometimes and just take a break. and just leave it alone. I do that the first 3 days of every month. I started doing that. The Holy Spirit told me to start fasting like that. I think back in June or July of last year. So like the first 3 days of every month, no social media. You know, I fast what I eat, but I also get off of social media for 3 days, 72 hours, no social media. And when I tell y'all, it has made so much of a difference in my life. And I actually look forward to it. I look forward to it. So y'all, I just wanted to hop on and share that. And y'all just protect your crown. Protect your crown at all costs. Protect your crown at all costs. And honestly, I don't, like I said, with David accepting his crown, I don't think, I'm not saying that it wasn't God didn't allow it. It's just the Holy Spirit showed me that. And it's like, I can't unsee what I saw. Like, it was around the same time. If it wasn't right before, it was right after. And it's like, I mean, in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 10, Samuel said, "Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house." And that's the thing, when we sin, you don't realize what it won't just affect you. It affects your loved ones. It affects people that's connected to you. It affects so many people when we sin. And we don't realize it at the time because we just want to do what we want to do. And I know what I know. Listen, I understand that, because that's I remember when I was there. It's like, I just want to have that space with someone. I just want to be with a man. You know, I just want to be held. I just want to, it's I. But what does the Lord want? Never thought, okay, what does the Lord want me to do? Wait. I don't want to, it's always the leading cause. I is always the leading cause of the sin. Because it's selfish. Sin is selfish. You have to think about other people and put other people first. Not only that, but y'all, the day is going by real fast. You don't want to get caught, and I'm talking to myself. You don't want to be caught doing something you ain't got no business doing and Jesus show up. It's getting about that time, y'all. It's about that time for Jesus to show up on the spot. It's getting to that point. Watch yourself. And this must just be for me. Watch yourselves. Watch how you talking to people. You would hate to be in the middle of cussing somebody out and Jesus cracked the sky open. How you going to repent? You ain't going to have time to repent because he's going to come in the twinkling of an eye. You don't know how fast the twinkle of an eye is. You wouldn't even be able to take inhale or exhale your breath. It'll be over like that. Y'all, it's not the time to play. It's not the time to play. I'm just trying to stay in my house. Honestly, if I don't have to be outside, I'm staying in my house. Like, seriously, like, it's just you ain't got to live in fear, but you better walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. So y'all, I hope y'all have a great week. If this is a little short, I'm sorry. I'm still holding my phone in my hand. Okay. But I hope y'all tune in every week. Remember, new episode drops every Monday at midnight. Please share with your friends, your family, your loved ones, people that you like and you don't like. Okay. Share it with everybody. I hope y'all have a blessed week, and I will talk to y'all later. Love y'all. Bye.